From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Lawmakers have failed to override Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of an education package, nearly a month after it overwhelmingly passed the legislature. Monday's vote during a joint session of the House and Senate was 39-20, falling just short of the 40 votes needed for an override. Dunleavy had complained the package, which sought to boost spending on public schools, did not include his proposal to offer teachers bonuses as a way to retain them, and changes to the application process for charter schools aimed at promoting them. Both those concepts struggled to gain traction with lawmakers. Here are Representative Sarah Hannon's thoughts on the failure to override the veto.
Extremely disappointed by the override failing by one vote, but very proud of the community of Juneau. We had over 100 people who turned out to urge support of the veto override in person yesterday. Kids, parents, teachers, community members just committed to making sure that public education is funded. It's a legal obligation of the state. You know, some people on the floor testimony spoke about, well, we just need to move on from this. But the thing is, as far as our budget, aside from the permanent fund dividend, education is the thing we spend the most money on, and it is a constitutional obligation of the state. So the funding for public education for fiscal year 25 has to be resolved before we can move on to other things. We won't know how much money that we must spend on this constitutional obligation dictates how much money we can spend on other things.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
At last night's gold medal basketball tournament, the Southeast Alaska Native veterans presented the color guard, and Thunder Mountain sophomore Rainona Fraker sang the national anthem. She says while she's having fun at gold medal, she's busy thinking about her high school's basketball team that's set to play at state tomorrow.
I'm really praying that our boys and girls team for Thunder Mountain win state this year, because Southeast needs to win some state more.
And the Juneau Lions' 75th annual gold medal basketball tournament is going strong at Juneau Douglas High School in the Coach George Houston Gymnasium. Today is the third day of the tournament. Here are yesterday's scores. Game 9 was Prince of Wales winning against Hoonah 68-40. Game 10 was Hoonah winning against Yakutat 75-54. And Mike Clasby summarizes Game 11 between Heidelberg and Haynes 95-71.
For Haynes individually, 19 points belong to Tyler Swinton, who slowed down in the fourth quarter. He was held to 4. Then we go to Kyle Fossman, ended up with 8 points, and those all came in the first half. Then we go to Kai Sato Franks, who picked up 6 points in the game. All of those, there's 4 in the first quarter and 2 in the fourth. 13 points belong to Eric Gilliam, 9 points to James Hart, 16 points to Dylan Swinton. He had 13 of those in the first half of play. The fourth quarter, Haynes was held to only 8 points. We had, up to that point, we'd tied at 14, 16, 22, and 24, and we had 9 lead changes. And at halftime, it was 48-43. Haynes was up by 5. But in the third quarter, Heidelberg came back, grabbed the lead, and never let go.
And here are Heidelberg's individual scores from that game.
Individually for Heidelberg, unofficially, Trevor Olson had 12 points in the game. Darren Edenshaw, the leading scorer in the ballgame at 32. Claude Young had 6. Vinny Edenshaw had 29. And Tyler Bell, no score. Jared Edenshaw wasn't in. 13 points went to Donald Edenshaw. And Derek Edenshaw picked up a 3. That was their total of 95.
Game 12 saw Haynes win against Yakutat 40-30. And then Game 13 was Heidelberg 91, Angoon 59. The game that wrapped up last night was between Hoonah and Angoon 63-55. Hoonah on top. The games kicked off again at 11 between Sitka and Angoon. You can view the scores at goldmedalbasketball.org, and you can re-listen to any game on KINYradio.com. Coming up, the group Juno for Palestine held a second rally, this time on the Capitol steps. That story next with Grace Dumas when Local First News continues.
Juno for Palestine, a local activist group, held a second rally in downtown Juno last night, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Their first rally was held in Marine Park on February 24th. Last night's rally was held at the Alaska State Capitol to demand the Alaska Congressional Delegation make a public call for a ceasefire. The group also urged the Juno Assembly at their March 4th meeting to consider a resolution to join cities like Chicago and Denver in their ceasefire calls. The Assembly did not take up the resolution, which was proposed by Assemblymember Christine Wall. The group also protested Governor Dunleavy's proposed House Bill 386 that would crack down on unpermitted public protests. Mayor Beth Weldon joined the morning show this week to remind us of some upcoming deadlines.
I just wanted to say a couple deadlines because they're coming up. Hopefully people got to see our finance director, Angie Flick, giving her property assessment and appeals chat on Friday at noon. And if you didn't, you can still go on our website and listen to that if you have questions about appeals, because the deadline for them is Monday, April 1st. So if you want to appeal your property assessment, you have to have it done by then.
Another date to know in regards to property taxes is
March 31st is our senior citizen and disabled veteran tax exemption deadline. So if you're a senior citizen or a disabled vet, you can go on our website and get the paper, go into the assessor's office and get the paperwork.
Northward's Writer Symposium is coming up May 29th to June 1st, bringing together writers from all over Alaska and beyond to Skagway for workshops and panels with Alaska Northwest authors, led by nationally known keynote author. Jeff Brady from Northwest Writer Symposium joined Capital Chat to tell us more.
We bring in a name keynote every year. This is our 14th year. This year it is a Northwest novelist, Jamie Ford. He won the Pacific Northwest Book Award last year. He's probably best known for his best Seller Hotel on the corner of Bitter and Sweet. We're just delighted to be able to have him.
Northward's Writer Symposium welcomes you no matter where you are in your writing.
We've heard from many people who've come up to us after the conference as the highlight of their year, so it's well worth it, and we love seeing everybody. We love seeing new people, so if you're even just on the edge of whether you want to be a writer or not, this is a place to come to. It'll help you make a decision and make your writing better.
For more information, text or call 907-973-2354 or email northwordsinfo@gmail.com. Artificial intelligence is cropping up in more and more unexpected places, most recently in scientific journals. ABC's Mike Dubusky explains.
Phrases commonly associated with AI text generators, things like as of my last knowledge update or here is a possible introduction to your topic, are appearing in academic research papers. An analysis from 404 Media finds the words appear in more than 100 recently published papers, covering topics from lithium batteries to quantum entanglement. But the report also notes they mainly appear in pay-to-print journals, which promise to publish pretty much anything for a fee. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.